Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello. This is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Growing Younger. The truth shall set you free. News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillymd, that's VFWILLIMD, at twaamc.com. Tonight we are going to be discussing how your body functions with emphasis on your hormones. You know, we hear a lot of talk about hormones, but hormones are natural. We've had them in our bodies from the day we were born. And as the way it goes, as you get older, your hormone level increases. It increases until you are about 30 years old for men and about 35 for women. And that after that point, your hormone starts dropping. Now, I tell people all the time that your hormones are there to help you grow and help you become better at whatever you do. But also, your hormones are your youth. And when your hormones start growing, especially your estrogen, your progesterone, your testosterone, your body starts declining. Today, I'm just going to touch on growth hormone initially, and then I'm going to talk about testosterone and estrogen and progesterone. First of all, I want you to understand that your body is incredible. You know, your body can fix just about anything. You know, we give people medications all the time, and we say we treat people with medication, but in point of fact, we do not treat people. Our bodies would fix itself if we gave our bodies the proper nutrition. Yes, nutrition. You know, animals, when they get sick, they know what grass to eat, what rock to lick. And when they do that, they give their body the right minerals, vitamins, and enzymes so your body can fix itself. For man, it's the same thing, except that we have lost our ability to naturally select the minerals and vitamins we need. We have lost that ability. And so we traditionally go to our doctors and we ask our doctors, what vitamins should I take? And he says, take a one-a-day vitamin. Take one of those multivitamins. Well, the problem with that is that most multivitamins that you have out there are not designed for sick people. They're designed for the healthiest people. And it's very limited amount of minerals and vitamins in those containers. You have to remember something. These are being put on the shelf for anyone to take. The last thing the drug companies that make these minerals and vitamins want is for anyone to get sick over it and file a lawsuit. So they put in the minimal amount that's needed to make sure that you feel like you got something. The last thing they want is for you to have too much calcium or too much magnesium in your supplement and then have a heart attack or something like that, and then your family would sue them. So they put very, very little in it. So for those of you out there who are taking these one-a-day vitamins, who are taking these multivitamins over the counter, I want you to stop and think about it. All right, and reassess what's going on. You know, the studies show that an apple from 1950 has as much nutrients as 12 apples a day. So basically, you have to eat 12 apples a day to get the same nutritional value from an apple of 1950. But it's not just the apple, it's everything else we eat. nowadays, their mineral and vitamin content is very, very limited. It's almost virtually impossible in the United States to have a healthy diet with the way our food is structured. So you need some kind of supplementation in some shape or form. But before you go off, I always say you got to know where you are before you know where you're going. That's right. You got to know where you are before you know where you're going. If I want to go to New York City and I don't know where I am, I don't know how to get there. And it makes a difference if I'm starting out in San Antonio, if I'm starting with Chicago, because the road is different. So with that in mind, we have to understand that, like everything else, you need to be tested first to see where your levels are before you move on to the next step. Now, let's talk quickly about growth hormone. You know, there's a lot of controversy about growth hormone. You know, growth hormone is a hormone produced in the brain and has its effects on other portions of the body, which incidentally what a hormone is. A hormone is made in one organ, travels through the bloodstream, and affects other areas of the body besides where it's from. All right, so what growth hormone does is helps your body grow. I tell people all the time, if you're 12 years old and your growth hormone is low, you probably will be a few inches shorter than you are today. You see, if you have any kind of damage to your body, any kind of problem, anything that needs to be fixed, if you've had any surgery, if your growth hormone is low, it tells your body, let's fix it next week. If your level is optimal, it says, go ahead and fix it today. Fix it right now. You know, so you wonder why athletes use growth hormone for performance enhancing. Well, really, it's not really performance enhancing. What they're doing is they're using growth hormone so that when they get the nicks and bangs and they have their knee sprain, knee and ligaments, that their bodies can recover quicker and so they can get back on the field quicker. And we're going to talk about performance enhancement at another time. But growth hormone is something that, if optimal, can help everyone. Now, the next hormone I want to talk about is testosterone. You know, I always say to people, when you're 20 years old, your heart is like an 18-wheeler pulling a Volkswagen. And when you're 60, your heart is like a Volkswagen pulling an 18-wheeler. And it's because your heart is a muscle. And when you're 20 years old, your testosterone is optimal. And so your heart muscle is optimal. And because your heart muscle is optimal, your heart is like a Ferrari. You know, it's very, very powerful. And so your heart beats like a Ferrari would. And the blood pressure from the blood is pushed off. Boom, boom, boom. So it really does an incredible job. When you're 60 years old, your testosterone level is low. So your muscle in your heart is reduced. And therefore, your heart beats vigorously now, and the blood flow leaving the heart is markedly diminished to what it was before. In other words, your heart at 60 works a lot harder than your heart at 20. Now, interestingly, the heart is the organ most affected by testosterone because the heart has more receptors for testosterone than any other organ in your body. So testosterone, number one, it improves your heart and protects you from heart disease. The second organ that testosterone affects the most is your brain. In your brain, testosterone improves your memory. It sharpens your cognitive function. And because it does that, it makes you much more efficient at things you do. It helps you sleep better at night, and it reduces your stress level. You know, if you optimize your testosterone, when you go to work, your work performance will be better. You're going to start strutting your stuff, feeling the way you used to feel invincible. But most importantly, you'll be able to get your assignments done quicker because your memory is better and your mind is sharper. And because your stress is reduced, you're going to be a happier employer employee, and your friends are going to say, I don't know what happened to that person, but you know, it's totally different. He's not depressed anymore. He looks good. He's all happy. And it's not just the men, it's also the women. Now, the last thing that testosterone does for your brain, it also causes your brain to have less of a chance of you getting Alzheimer's and dementia. So it protects you from getting Alzheimer's and dementia. Now, that's all great, but testosterone also does other things for you, for both men and women. You know, when you're 20 years old and you fall down, what do? You jump up. When you're 16 and you fall, you break a hip. Well, testosterone strengthens your muscles and it strengthens your bones. So if you optimize your testosterone, your muscles and your bones are stronger and healthier. And so you have less chance of breaking a bone. Last but not least, testosterone increases your energy level. You know, we have a lot of people now that's taking energy drinks. And that's because the studies show that over the last 20 years, the testosterone level in men and women is down about 20%. So therefore, you have less energy because your testosterone level is low. When you optimize your testosterone, your levels is so much better that you don't have that 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock low energy level. You are energized the entire day and you feel much better. Last but not least, testosterone does decrease belly fat and increase your muscle mass. And as a side effect, yes, as a side effect, it increases your libido and your sex drive. That's right. Not just for men, but also for women. You know, I always have a little thing here where women always think I shouldn't be on testosterone. But I tell you, in my experience, when we give women testosterone, we give testosterone to a lot of women, their sex drive is improved. Their energy level is improved. Some who have depression, I feel much better. The improvement is incredible. Most women, after they get their testosterone, they don't ever want to live without it anymore because they are so feel good. And when they run out of the testosterone, their family and their friends tell them, I don't know what happened to you, but you need to go back and get that testosterone because you are no longer the way you used to be. And so they come back in to get more testosterone. Now, the next thing we're going to talk about is estrogen and progesterone. You know, estrogen and progesterone, and I say estrogen and progesterone together because they work together. All right, estrogen and progesterone is a woman's health, her youth. There's two main functions of estrogen and progesterone in the body. Function number one is to prepare the woman's body for pregnancy. Function number two is to prepare the woman's body so she can be attractive, so she can attract a male. Those are the main functions of estrogen and progesterone. But in point of fact, if you actually look at the benefits of estrogen, it, number one, it helps regrow your uterine lining. It maintains your vaginal and your bladder tissue health. It stimulates the growth of your breast tissue. It stimulates the female sex organ development, breast and pubic hair. It protects the bone from breakdown so the bone remains strong and healthy. It affects a woman's mood, cognitive function and concentration, and it also helps a woman keep a little fat storage. That's what estrogen does. Progesterone, it does the opposite. It promotes and maintains your pregnancy. It decreases water retention. Estrogen increases water retention. It improves your thyroid function. Estrogen decreases your thyroid function. Progesterone is an antidepressant naturally and an anti-anxiety medication naturally. Progesterone increases your libido, decreases cramping during menstruation. It decreases your estrogen receptors in the breast. So, you know, the breast, estrogen, when it goes to the breast, it binds to the breast tissue and tells the tissue to grow, which is what estrogen normally does. Estrogen normally, what it does, it binds to the tissue and it tells the tissue to grow and multiply. But progesterone tells the tissue to get mature and stop growing and multiply. That's what progesterone does. That's how they work together. So progesterone promotes cell maturation. It decreases cell multiplication, and it promotes cell death and decreases the frequency of seizures. So that's what estrogen and progesterone does for you. But let's talk about the bigger picture. So estrogen helps prepare your body for pregnancy. Estrogen, you know, the prime directive in life is that one, that we reprocreate. So estrogen level increases as you get older until it's optimal, and then your body is at its best when you are ready to have babies. So estrogen makes sure that your body, estrogen progesterone makes your body is at peak performance, because it want to make sure that the baby is a healthy baby. All right. Progesterone works with estrogen in that same thing. Now, once you've gone through the time when you can have babies, the body says, you know what? We don't need you to have all these good things anymore. You don't need to attract a male anymore. So you start losing all the benefits of estrogen and progesterone. Number one, estrogen makes collagen. So when your estrogen level starts going low, you start wrinkling. All right. Your skin that has that nice texture when you're young and healthy starts going away, and you lose your elasticity in your skin. Your vaginal area that's normally lubricated and soft becomes dry and hard, which increase your chance of getting bladder infection and bladder and vaginal infections. Your bones, which were being protected before, is not protected anymore, and you get osteoporotic. You start getting hot flashes, depression, anxiety. You start getting cramps. You start getting all kinds of flight of ideas. So when your estrogen progesterone level starts going down, a woman starts aging. And I think that, you know, when a woman says to me, I don't have to worry about my estrogen progesterone, I said, well, I guess that's a woman that's ready to die. Because as your levels go down, you are dying. What we try to do in our clinic is we try to improve your estrogen and progesterone and your testosterone. We try to make it bring to a point where your levels are the way they were in your 20s when you were optimal. And when we do that, what ends up happening is that your wrinkling gets, you get less wrinkles, your skin texture gets better, your sex drive improves, your vaginal lubrication improves, some of the symptoms of your premenopausal symptoms starts going away. So that's the point I'm saying. So basically, your estrogen, your progesterone, and your testosterone, those are your primary hormones of sex for both men and women. Both men and women have all three in their system. Next, I want to talk about thyroid. Your thyroid is your spark plug. That's correct. You know, if you go to the doctor and you say, Doc, I feel tired, I feel run down, I have no energy, I feel cold all the time, and when I look at food, I gain weight, he's going to check your thyroid level and he's going to say, you're normal. But normal is not necessarily normal. What's normal for one person is not normal for another person. Now, by just increasing your thyroid hormone where it's in an optimal range, you can then have better energy, start burning fat, be warmer, have skin be better, and start losing weight if you optimize your thyroid. So these things are very, very important to your health. Now, I would say to people is this, you know, you can go to the gas station and fill your car up with gas, but the car will never move unless you can turn the ignition and get a spark plug working. Well, your thyroid is your spark plug. It's needed to start burning fat in your body. Now, I know that a lot of you go to doctors and they test your TSH level and your T4. But unfortunately, your active thyroid is not T4. It is T3. The free T3 is your active thyroid. And as a result of that, your body has to convert the T4 from your liver and your kidney into T3. So checking your T4 does not mean that that's the problem. It may be the conversion of T4 to T3. All right. So it's very important to check both your T3 and your T4. Now, last but not least, we'll talk about cortisol. Cortisol is your stress hormone. That's right. It's made by adrenal glands, and cortisol level is what keeps you from getting too overly excited. As a matter of fact, what happens is that as you start getting more and more stresses in your life, your adrenal glands cannot keep up with the demand for cortisol. And so there's those adrenal glands, which are very small, need certain nutrition it needs vitamins and minerals, to make cortisol. And so when you are constantly under stress, it gets burnt out. You know, stress typically is healthy when it's short-lived. But when it's chronic, ongoing, it becomes detrimental. But that's the way with everything in the body. Things that are short-lived are good. Things which are long-lasting become chronic are bad. You know, in the past, if you're an animal, you know, you're grazing in the field and a tiger comes by, all right, and you hear the tiger and you bolt. Within a few minutes, you're either dead or you're back grazing. The stressor is gone. That's the extent of what stress is supposed to be. In our fast-paced world these days, your stress goes on and on and on. You know, it's the telephone calls. It's the deadlines. It's the emails. It's the text messages. It's getting everything done yesterday. You know, we always look at the people in Europe. In Europe, their life is so less stressed than in America. In America, everything has to be done yesterday. In Europe, you know, you wake up at 8, 9 in the morning. You go into work. You work a couple hours. Then you take a 3-hour siesta. And then after that, you go back to work for a couple hours. Then you meet your friends at a nice pub, and you have some wine, and you relax till about 12, 1 in the night, and then you go to bed. There's no urgency to get anything done, so the stress is minimal in Europe. And, you know, they always say that the Europeans live longer than Americans. They do, because they have less stress in their life. In America, because of all the ongoing stresses, we get burnt out, our adrenal glands gets burnt out, and because of that, our cortisol level is diminished. Now, this is what happens. You know, there's the proverbial straw that breaks the camel back. Well, what happens is that your adrenal glands can keep up and keep up and keep up, and then one day something happens and you snap. And it goes off. And then you start to become very emotional. Someone can come behind you and tap you on the shoulder and you just freak out. You just start sobbing. You just can't take it. Or loud noise, and you just cannot take any of the stress because your cortisol level is low. All right. So those are the main hormones. Now we're going to talk about each one of those hormones in depth at another time. But I just wanted to just touch base with you on how your body functions and how these hormones work in your body to help your body do the things that needs to be done. You know, your hormones, your sex hormones are all made from cholesterol. That's right. Cholesterol makes your sex hormones. So if your cholesterol is low, guess what? Your testosterone will be low. Your cortisol will be low, your estrogen will be low, your progesterone is low. And I know that there's a big push to get everyone cholesterol low. I tell my patients that if their cholesterol is under 130, I am very concerned. I don't want your cholesterol to be low. You know, I want your cholesterol to be much higher than that, because the studies do show that cholesterol does not cause heart disease. Cholesterol does not cause heart disease. As a matter of fact, more people die of heart disease with normal cholesterol than those people that die of heart disease with elevated cholesterol. That's correct. You know, it's very important to understand that cholesterol helps protect you from cancer. Cholesterol helps with vitamin D. Cholesterol is part of the walls of every single cell in your body. Cholesterol is part of the reparative process in your body. And we're going to talk about cholesterol on another day to go on that, because it's such an important topic. Cholesterol is the number one drug, anti-cholesterol medicine, the number one drug in the United States, and it's just taken way overboard. But cholesterol, yes, it's involved in plaques, but it does not cause the injury. Inflammation is what causes heart disease. So cholesterol does make all these hormones. Cholesterol also makes bile, which helps break down the fatty acids that you, the fats that you eat. So that's all a good part of it. Now, I think it's time for me to leave today. But next week, what we will be talking about, we're going to continue with the thing on how your body functions, because I think that before we can go where we want to go, we need to know how things work in our body. And then once we know how things work in our body, then we'll talk about how we test those things. And then after that, we'll talk about how we fix things and we become, and we can grow younger and be 29 like me again and again, because that's the way things work.